The government's bringing in new rules to protect New Zealanders from unaffordable loans. The Minister of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, David Clark, has just made the announcement at a budgeting service in Wellington. He's with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie.
So what's the new bit?
Well, it's basically measures to ensure that all consumers who borrow money get the same protections regardless of where they get their loans. And that is achieved by making sure that before approving a loan, lenders need to make consistent inquiries that are spelt out clearly about the borrower's needs and objectives to help make sure that the credit product is suitable to them. And also, they will have to verify the borrower's income and expenses to be satisfied that the repayments are unlikely to put the borrower into significant hardship. This hasn't been codified.
Yeah,
so it's the codification, which is really the new part. And
okay,
it's all about making sure Kiwis are protected from unaffordable loans.
So this builds on some of the announcements that Chris Farfoy made during the previous term. This applies to any kind of lending, loan sharks, for example?
That's exactly right. They are now within the same regime. This has been consulted on for quite some time with the industry, with consumers, with advocates and so on. So I'm confident that it's in a place that's now ready to be implemented.
Your press release says around 20% of repayment problems experienced by borrowers are thought to be due to the cost of the loan itself. Does that therefore mean that this will essentially stop 20% of these loans being taken out, and that in itself could cause more hardship?
Well, it certainly won't cause more hardship, but yes, that may be the effect. Because currently that is causing hardship where people are taking on unaffordable loans. There are other agencies which can support people who have needs in these circumstances, like MSD, like agencies like the Good Shepherd. And it's important that people are not put in a place where they've got an unaffordable loan, but are then referred to those who can actually help them in a situation where they can't borrow the money effectively and repay it.
Shouldn't the government be stepping in on this? Because people who use loan sharks, for example, are usually the ones who have the least. So surely this would be something the government should look at, for example, raising benefits, and that would take this problem away.
Well, one of the examples that I raised there, Susie, of course, MSD is a government agency where people can go to get additional support if they find themselves in hardship. And so, yes, as a last resort, that is where the government steps in.
Yes, but that's last resort. That's the final possibility. Isn't it better to step in before people get to the very final safety net?
I think this is one of the things that's happening here. It's stopping people getting into that spiral of debt. So this is actually an intervention before that final step.
Well, that's why I'm suggesting that you raise the benefit, because it would stop people even getting to the MSD safety net.
Right. Well, of course, the government has taken steps with indexing the benefit and so on in its last term, and we've indicated that we have an ongoing program of trying to make sure that supports are where they should be for New Zealanders, and certainly have received some positive feedback for the steps we've taken so far.
Thanks very much for your time, David Clark, there, the Minister of Commerce and Consumer Affairs.